Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. This week I want to talk about a new study on active surveillance reported by the people from Johns Hopkins. They have nearly 1,300 men who have been followed for a median of 5 years. And so far the results look excellent. They find that the risk of dying from prostate cancer or developing metastatic disease at 10 or 15 years is less than 1%. Now, during that time, follow-up has resulted in 50% of the men getting treated at 10 years and 57% of the men getting treated at 15 years. So, to be clear, these men are not able to completely avoid the chance of treatment, but the median time until treatment occurred has been 8.5 years. So men should be at least discussed or have discussion about the idea that active surveillance, while it may not avoid treatment completely, could result in a delay in their getting therapy. Now, there are some limitations here. First of all, the confidence intervals around the mortality and metastatic rates are not reported. And with a follow-up median of only 5 years, even though the group is rather large, it's still likely to mean that the confidence intervals are somewhat wide. Another problem is that the incidence or the frequency of African American men participating is very low. It's less than 10%. And so we really don't have as robust information for that group of the population. Other things to consider are the following. Number one, during the time with upgrading occurring in over 30% of the men, but treatment occurring in over 50% of the men, we must ask whether or not we truly have the best criteria available for deciding when therapy is truly necessary. If a man goes from a Gleason 6 to a Gleason 7, does it mean he is always in trouble? Or could he end up staying on active surveillance, as some men are doing in the CLOTS cohort? Another question, of course, is what are the best criteria to use? And that is still evolving. Ultimately, we're still going to need the results from a randomized trial to know exactly what is the best outcome and what is the difference between active surveillance and immediate therapy. And that should come next year from the trial being done in England. Until then, we continue to gather new information that should help reassure both patients and doctors that active surveillance is not causing significant risk of mortality, that it's possible to delay therapy and still have good outcomes. And for now, we continue to hope that active surveillance will at least be discussed with patients so they can make an informed decision whether they want to entertain this therapy for having a low risk or very low risk cancer.